Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace.
When we're talking about a plant ally, for example, do you kind of find a plant in your area that you like to connect to, and then you make an intention of then connecting with that plant and then receiving that energy? Can you tell me a little bit about your process?
Yes. And a lot of times I do that when I come up on a new plant that I don't know. If I come up on a new plant I don't know and I identify it and I find out that it's something that could be very useful for me, then I will reach out and introduce myself, you know, through a meditation and ask it, you know, if I can meet it and if it wants to become part of my, if it wants, you know, to become part of my practice. If it has an interest in joining me in work, in doing work. Some plants aren't very nice. Some plants are kind of standoffish. Most, though, are very, very friendly. And I mean, each plant does have its own personality, just like each animal has its own personality. You know, they like different things and each has a different favorite activity or food or whatever. Plants are the same way. They all, you know, they have different needs. And when you get to know them and you work with them and you furnish the needs, you can form a relationship. And as you're experimenting with the plant and using it, and you pay attention to how you react to the plant and how it's reacting to you, and you keep notes, you learn what it's good for and how it can help you. I always start with just one plant. And then after I get to know it, then I might put in like one or two together. For example, right now, one of my favorite herbs is lemon balm. And in using lemon balm, I mean, it grows like a weed here. It's incredibly, it's everywhere. You plant it once, it's just everywhere.
I put it on my list of herbs to get. If, at the back of your book, I love that you've got like notes and stuff. And I've got, because I always write in the back pages all the things that I want. And then you've actually created space for that. And lemon balm's on my list. Continue.
Okay. Well, it tastes great. It smells great. It has it's easy to use. It's uplifting. It has a gentle energy. But chamomile and lavender work with it really well. So you put the three together and you get a fantastic tea that you can drink to lift your mood or to calm anxiety, or you can put the infusion in your bath to have a very relaxation, you know, unwind and renew, or use it as a foot bath. You know, it's a lovely blend. And it's just because the three energies complement each other so well.
Getting to know it and seeing how it can work with you and the like. Do you find that it's very important to be able to give and take in a relationship with a plant? And I find that sometimes what we do is we sometimes as humans, we go, oh, how can you work for me? You know, like how can the fairies give me stuff, or how can the elementals like give me all my goodies? Whereas we kind of forget, wait a minute, I also need to give back to them. And I don't really think that they need a lot, honestly, maybe attention, love, support, and that sort of way. Like I know I've got a little fairy house that I put on my property in this like area that I felt like it should go in. And so sometimes I'll take beautiful flowers I find and put it there, or like little seeds or herbs or little things I find, like crystals, and give them little gifts.
I love that. I do the same. I offer offerings, of course, of water and nutrients, but also just things I think that they might enjoy. I also collect a lot of things and bring them in for offerings. I have a little dragon I keep here, and I bring him stones, any type of little rock that I find, I leave for him. He's one of my protectors, my house protectors.
Oh, that's beautiful. I actually just did a meditation before we got on where my dragon energies came to me today. So that's very apropos. So let's talk a bit about that exchange of energy. Okay. I know when I was reading your book, you did talk about how when you're going to, you know, maybe pick a flower or take something from a plant, that you do give it an offering. I remember I learned from, Denise Lynn. I'm pretty sure it was from Denise Lynn. And she was talking about how she leaves a strand of hair when she's picking from the plant.
I love that.
And so I always did that from the moment I learned that. I would always be like, okay, let's, you know, let's do this exchange. And, but then when I read yours about maybe water or like different offerings that you could give, I collect moon water. And so I remember, I went and caught this beautiful hydrangea that's behind me on the video. And also we got some roses the other day. And so I went and I gave an offering of moon water. So talk a little bit about for yourself. How did you learn that that was a necessary thing to do? Did it come naturally to you? Did you sort of hear the plant say, girl, you just been taken. What's in it for me? Or how did that sort of happen?
Well, I do work a lot with land spirits and I do leave them a lot of offerings. And because of that work, I just naturally thought that, you know, any sort of being enjoys being given gifts. Even if it's something small, you know, you're just honoring the spirit and making it feel special. And so that just carried over from that practice. And it could be anything from a handful of ash to anything that the plant might like.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.